I want to talk with Ruth Ann Renaud, who is with the Ronald McDonald House of Chicago and Northwest Indiana. Ruth Ann, it's John, and you're on WGN. How are you today?
I am terrific, John, and how are you?
Good. Ronald McDonald House Charities is what?
We are now 47 years old and have been providing care here in the Chicagoland area to families who have sick and or hospitalized children, enabling them to stay close during that difficult and unpredictable medical journey.
Is there a seasonality to it? I know the Salvation Army and Giving Tuesday was this week, that sometimes some groups either have greater need or more opportunity to raise money. What about you guys? I would imagine kids get sick and parents need care all year long.
Indeed. Our mission is an essential extension of pediatric medical care. And, John, it's not on a seasonal timeline. So, unfortunately, a child can get sick or perhaps have cancer or might need some significant medical surgery. So we provide our services 365 days of the year, 24 hours a day and night for families.
Well, I was just going to say, is it based in Chicago? Is this across the country? Where are you?
So as an organization, Ronald McDonald House Charities has chapters and locations across the United States and around the world. And for us, specifically here in Chicago, our Chicagoland chapter, we take care of families at 6 Ronald McDonald Houses near pediatric hospitals, 4 family rooms that are inside of hospitals, as well as operating 2 care mobiles. So the work that we do is local to the Chicago marketplace.
Mm-hmm. And does the money come from the restaurants? Where do you get your money from?
The majority of our funding comes from individuals like you and me and members of the community. And in addition to that, certainly there are corporate partners that come alongside us and other foundation grants. But to be able to meet our fundraising goals this time of year, during the season of giving, as we are going into the holidays, is incredibly important.
What's a typical scenario for a family as they interact with you?
So a family who is utilizing our services will typically stay with us for 13 nights while their child is in the hospital. And for that time that they are staying with us, there is no cost for them to stay at a Ronald McDonald House. We also provide meals, we provide activities, and we provide other program services. And that cost to us for delivering that every night is the equivalent of $95. And that adds up over the course of the year.
Yeah, right. $95 per night per person, is that what you're saying?
$95 per night per family staying in a room with us is our cost to make that possible, so that family does not have that financial burden amongst all of the things that they are doing to focus on their child.
Although I got to say, $95 for a family of X to stay in a city is, you're doing it economically as well, it sounds like.
Well, and thank you for saying that. Indeed, we are. You know, when you think of the cost of a hotel downtown Chicago or really anywhere in the area, it is much higher than that. And we're able to do that at that cost-efficient, you know, method because of the services that we provide, the volunteers who come alongside and help us deliver that care in our program locations, and the funding that we receive.
You have a goal of $800,000 by the end of the year, is that right?
We do indeed. Our year-end fundraising campaign, our all-in goal is $800,000. And you mentioned Giving Tuesday, and I am so grateful to share. We raised $133,000 on Tuesday of this week. So that puts us well on our path to get to $800,000. But we have some work to do between now and December 31st.
Are the services that you provide in the meals contracted with businesses, or do volunteers bake brownies and bring in spaghetti and that sort of thing?
combination of all of that, at four of our Ronald McDonald Houses, you and a group of friends or a group of work colleagues can come in, plan the menu, prepare the meal, and serve that to the families. And all of that is then, in essence, paid for by that volunteer effort. If you want to come and prepare a meal at our Ronald McDonald House downtown, our large house, which is an 80-bedroom house, we actually have a chef on staff, and our chef will plan the menu, and you all come and bring the warmth and the energy and the working hands to then prepare a meal for what would be 120 individuals between those who are staying at the house and then our hospital programs downtown. Mm. So the meals are provided by volunteers. The funding for that comes from those individuals doing it. And oftentimes companies will step up and will pay for a catered meal or bring in a group to do that. And the need for providing meals at each and every one of our houses is a constant. It's a constant need for us because it's every single night we're taking care of families. And currently, we've been running at almost 100% capacity at several of our Ronald McDonald houses throughout the fall and as we're going through the holiday season.
So you don't care which hospital somebody is getting their care at, or do you?
Well, it's not so much that we don't care which hospital they're getting their care at, but we specifically have our Ronald McDonald houses located close to the various leading pediatric children's hospitals here in the area. So Lurie Children's, Northwestern Prentice and their maternal care, University of Chicago, Comer Children's, Advocate down in Oak Lawn. We've just opened a family room at Advocate Children's Hospital in Park Ridge. Plus, we have a location out in Winfield near Central DuPage Hospital, and even out in Naperville at Edward Hospital, as well as then there is a house near Loyola Medicine. So, John, I know that that was quite a laundry list that I just took you through, but there are 10 Ronald McDonald Houses and or family rooms near the major medical hospital campuses.
Yeah. You said a moment ago, we're talking with Ruth Ann Renault. She is with the Ronald McDonald House Charities, that the average stay would be 13 nights. Kind of breaks my heart. It breaks my heart to think the trauma that a child or a family goes through for 2 weeks having to live there while the kid gets care that will require them to be there for 2 weeks or so.
And it is so hard. And that's the average stay for a family. But, John, we have families that stay for us for months at a time. We just literally had a family that checked out of one of our Ronald McDonald houses that had been with us for 207 nights. So that journey and that length of time that that child is getting care is sometimes short, thankfully. Sometimes there are repeat visits. And sometimes it's a long, complicated healthcare scenario. And so it all adds up. Over the course of this year, in 2023, we will provide almost 50,000 nights of care to families.
Good for you. Ruth Ann Renault is with the Ronald McDonald House Charities. If I want to make a donation, what's the best way to do that, Ruth Ann?
The easiest way to do that is to go to our website, and that is ronaldhousechicago.org.
ronaldhousechicago.org. Okay. ronaldhousechicago.org. Ruth Ann, well, I like your chances. I think you're going to get to 800,000 and then some.
Well, thank you, John. We are grateful for the opportunity to talk with you about it today and to share the need and the impact that together we can have in taking care of families and keeping them close to their sick child in the hospital. So thank you.
That's Ruth Ann Renault.